And the parasha begins with the mitzvah of bringing Shemazai Yizoch, that Hashem said to Moshe, the Jews should bring pure olive oil for the menorah. Kosis lamoir, that the oil should be extracted from crushed olives, lamoir, so they can use that oil for lighting. So we know what Chassidus says in the Mamorim of Va'at Tetzaveh, that Shemen Zayizoch, the Jews are compared to a Zayis, to an olive. Kosis means when Jews are crushed in times of exile, times of darkness, times of oppression. That's called Kosis, when we're crushed. When the Zayis, the olive, is crushed, that means when Jews are facing trials and challenges, and they're being crushed at the hand of their oppressors. So then, Lamoir, this is an opportunity for Jews to prove their commitment despite the difficulties and despite the challenges. And by that, by doing that, they have Mesiras Nefesh. They reach Lamoir. There's Oir and there's Moir. Oir is light. Moir is the source of light. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when Hashem's presence was more revealed, but when Hashem is revealed, what is revealed? The light. But in times of exile, when Hashem is more hidden and it's dark, then we, through our Mesiras Nefesh, we reach the Moir, the source of light. The source of light is more accessible in times of darkness. Hashem's essence. Then there is another interesting pshat, which they say in the name of Reb Shloimeh Zviller. Reb Shloimeh Zviller was a tzaddik who moved to Yerushalayim maybe in the 1930s. He came from Poland. He and his ancestors were the rabbanim, the rabbis of Zvil, and they were Hasidic rabbis. And Reb Shloimeh Zviller was very famous for his first of all, his holiness, but also his extreme prophetic vision. He would say openly what he saw in the heavens and what's going to happen. And also miracles that people saw in coming through him was like staggering. Reb Shloimeh Zviller used to go often to daven by the Kaisel, the Western Wall. In those days, before 1948, the liberation of Jerusalem, Jews could go to the Western Wall to pray. When they went back, they had to go a little bit roundabout through a Jewish area. They had a choice of going through the Arab area, which is called Shar Shechem, the Shechem gate, but that was populated by many hostile people, hostile Arabs that hated Jews. And Jews, many very often, got very hurt going through that area. But Reb Shloimeh, normally he would go through the Jewish area, but one time he decided he doesn't want to go through the Jewish area. The reason was because when you went through the Jewish area, there was an area which was a little bit more modern, and there were posters hanging all over the streets that were not exactly modest. And he refused to look at these posters, so he decided to go the more dangerous path, which is through the Arab area. There was no exposure to any of these types of posters. His helper, his assistant, his gabbai, asked the Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, you know, going through that area is somewhat dangerous. And Reb Shloimeh says, I insist on going through there. I'd rather go through a place which is physically dangerous rather than going through an area which is spiritually dangerous. And he went through the Arab area, and lo and behold, as they crossed Shar Shechem, the Shechem gate, an Arab came over and punched the rabbi in the face very hard. And then the Arab walked away. The Rebbe was quite hurt, physically hurt. Then the gabbai turned to the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, I told you, this is not a safe place to go. And the Rebbe responded like this. Two things. First of all, I'd rather get punched and hurt in my physical body than getting my neshama hurt by being exposed to inappropriate images. Secondly, he said, I have a tradition from my ancestors, my forebears, that if a Jew goes to pray, he davens anywhere in a shul, and right closely after he finishes davening, he gets hurt by someone, it's a good sign. It's a sign that great blessings are coming his way. How do we know that? From this week's Torah portion. What does it say? Shemezai Zach, pure olive oil, as we know the Jewish people compared to an olive. Kassis, when you get crushed and punched in the face, it's a sign, Lamoir, this great light coming.